Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Our mission is to equip you in truth with sound biblical teaching and spiritual discernment as a foundation for experiencing the authentic Christian life through fellowship with God and Christ. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, and via the mail, it's Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. This month, we're moving into the category of reading. During the summer, a lot of people do what they don't normally do, and that is read. And we have some good resources available for those who support the ministry this month. The Last Disciple series, it's a trilogy, it's historical fiction. What it does, though, is it gives you a handle on the logical truth propositions that are part and parcel of a healthy worldview on eschatology. I think you'll find the books incredibly insightful, stimulating. They're page turners, again, available for those who support the ministry all this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Should also mention that June is a very significant month in our history each and every year. December is the most critical month, and lagging not far behind is June. This is the end of our fiscal year, not obviously the calendar year, but the fiscal year. And so if you can support the ministry, it would be deeply appreciated, used for God's glory and for the extension of His kingdom. This is also an important month for me because I'm having a stem cell transplant this month. The donor is none other than one of my boys, one of my 12 children, Paul Stephen, and he has a man bun, so I hope that the stem cell transplant doesn't give me a man bun. No, I'm very, very grateful that he is my donor. He is a fantastic Christian, deeply committed to the Lord, and this is going to be an incredible time where I'm going to be receiving his blood as my blood. Pretty cool. It has all kinds of spiritual ramifications. I'll talk about that in the months to come, but his blood system, his immune system is going to become my own. So I'll be like a 25-year-old chasing my wife around the house again, I suppose. But anyway, all of that taking place this month. So for those of you that know that I've been battling cancer, this is a potential cure. And I'm really looking forward to the process. Getting back to reading, the numbers of people not reading is simply staggering, and I hope that you will become the exception to the rule. A full quarter of the population did not so much as read a single book in the past year. But the good news is that, as with technology, all of us can get hooked on reading all over again. There are so many benefits to reading, it's hard to know where to begin. Reading improves discipline, vocabulary, it improves memory, creativity, reasoning, and even relaxation. Plus, it can even stave off diseases such as Alzheimer's. More importantly, reading engages you with another mind. And when it comes to reading Scripture, the implications are simply staggering. By its words, we are brought into direct communication with the mind of God. And not only so, we have access to the minds of writers directly inspired by the divine. Thus, in the pages of the inspired text, We have mind-to-mind connection with minds that were awash in uncreated energy. Well, there's much more I could say about reading, and maybe I will. But we have a number of books, as I just mentioned, available. The Last Disciple trilogy, Has God Spoken, even the audio version of Has God Spoken, Muslim. These books available, as my other books available for those who support the ministry all this month, the critical month of June. It is so important that we achieve a financial stability as a result of the month of June each year. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or as I mentioned, via the mailbox 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Let's go to the phone lines. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. David in Federal Way, Washington, listening on KCIS. Hi, David.
Hello.
Hi.
I watched the Jimmy Swaggart TV program, SBN. I think it's Sun Life Broadcasting Network. And they have a telethon or Bible-thon. Is it okay to contribute money? And is it okay to watch? Is he a Christian? Is it okay to watch Jimmy Swaggart
on
TV?
Well, here's what I would say about that. When you're investing in stocks, you obviously do a lot of research and make sure that you're investing in stocks that bring good returns. And I think from a spiritual standpoint, you have to take the same kind of disposition where you want to invest in ministries that are really making a difference for time and for eternity. Unfortunately, I would not put Jimmy Swaggart's ministry in that category. He teaches all kinds of falsehoods, including falsehoods that have to do with the very nature of God. For example, he teaches that within the Godhead, there are three separate and distinct persons, each person with his own personal spirit body, his own personal soul, his own personal spirit. And this is a significant doctrinal error, which we refer to as tritheism. He believes as well that God's body is always in one place at one time, which is more akin to Mormonism than to Christianity. For these reasons and many others, I don't recommend his ministry. He's not a reliable teacher and has not been a reliable teacher for a long, long time. We have a fact sheet at the Christian Research Institute, which does involve Jimmy Swaggart, so I don't recommend his ministry at all.
Oh, I watched Francis and Friends on the channel. They have a panel, and they have a call-in show. They answer questions about, and Jimmy Swaggart had these things on the cults. He said that the truth about Catholicism.
Yeah, that's another problem with Swaggart. I mean, he calls Roman Catholicism a cult. Now, I think that Roman Catholicism does have significant error. I have not been bashful about talking about that on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but it's definitely not a cult. It is a true religion. It has significant error. But you think today about Roman Catholicism, some of the great, great apologists in the Christian world are Roman Catholics, so it is hardly a cult. And there are many other things that he does with respect to the cults. He was defrocked by the Assemblies of God, and after being defrocked, he distanced himself from the Assemblies of God by referring to it as a cult. He even went as far as to allege that some of the officials were in league with the pornographers. So rather than confess his own sins, what he did was he went after the Assemblies of God, which is anything but a cult. Again, I have significant differences with the Assemblies of God, but it is certainly a denomination that is acceptable within the pale of orthodoxy, and there are many fantastic Assembly of God pastors in the country today. So again, I'm not part of that denomination, and I have significant differences with it, but to call it a cult is completely disingenuous. It is just dead wrong, and I couldn't disagree more. So again, all in all, I wouldn't recommend Jimmy Swaggart. There are many good Bible teachers available in the church today. He would not be one of them. And I'm particularly critical of him because of the fact that virtually every single theological heresy begins with a misconception of the nature of God. And this is where many of his heresies begin. Misconceptions with respect to the nature of God. Coming to the station break, we'll be back on the other side of the break with more answers to your questions. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Be right back.
In our post-truth age of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with answers has never been greater. The Christian Research Institute exists to provide those answers, and this provision is made possible only by people like you. People unafraid to stand up for truth while it's under assault. People like you whose contributions to our many outreaches are making a difference for time and eternity. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. Thank you. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal. Just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. The history of Islam is one of wanton carnage and horrific oppression, and it has been whitewashed beyond recognition by our politically correct elites. According to credible sources, 120 million Africans, 80 million Hindus, 60 million Christians, 10 million Buddhists have been slaughtered in the name of Islam. And that doesn't include the millions of Muslims killed by other Muslims. Islam is the only significant religious system in the history of the human race with a socio-political structure of laws that mandate violence against the infidel. Read Hank Hanegraaff's stunning book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership when you call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Marxism, rebranded as socialism today, is making a comeback, and in the politics of the progressive left, the makeover is complete. But Marxist theory suffers the same malady as every materialist theory. It contradicts the existence of the theorist. Other topics include, what's the problem with conversion therapy? Does Galatians 5 forbid the use of medicine? The films of Alfred Hitchcock in the age of Instagram, honoring dishonorable parents. Athanasius, a C.S. Lewis of the early church, the historicity of Moses, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. Back to the phone lines. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. Anna next, listening in Tacoma, Washington, SiriusXM 131. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Hank. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I just have a quick question. Is it possible to call yourself a Christian, a believer in Jesus Christ, but yet not be a disciple?
No, I don't think it is possible, Anna. I think that if you understand what discipleship is, a disciple is a learner or a follower of Jesus Christ. And this does not just entail understanding truth propositions about Christ. It means that you follow him in his manner of life, which means that you embrace the disciplines that Christ embraced. So if Christ fasted, we should fast. If Christ talked about giving alms to the poor and exemplified that very thing in his own ministry, we ought to do the same thing. In other words, we need to partake of the graces that God gives us to partake of, graces by which we are transformed and graces by which we become transformational, meaning that we can transform the world as well. So, yeah, I mean, a disciple is a learner or follower of Jesus Christ, and if we simply give lip service to believing things about Christ but don't embrace his manner of life, then we are hardly truly followers of Christ or believers.
And that's kind of the way that I perceived it. I had been hearing certain teachers that tend to be more of that hyper-grace teachers insinuating that it's possible to have a mental belief in Jesus, yet not, you know, have to follow him and not have to learn of him and not have to, you know, everything that you just mentioned earlier. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is in your mind just believe in Jesus. And it's never sit well with me.
Yeah, and it ought not to sit well with you. And this is part of the cheap grace kind of pandemonium that we have in Christianity, where you pray a prayer, and then you have a card that keeps you out of hell and gets you into heaven, but your life doesn't change. I mean, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, your life will be transformed because you will be in the spiritual gymnasium. You will gymnasize yourself, as Paul said to Timothy, unto godliness. So we want to embrace the life of Christ. And Christ had 12 followers. They were with him. And Christ modeled how to live the Christian life. And therefore, they were legitimately called his disciples.
That's right. Well, thank you, Hank. That kind of affirms to me, because that's what I had experienced in my own life, as a radical transformation of my life, you know, after coming to Christ and being born again. And I'm seeing a lot of theology that is, I've even heard people say that you're a false convert if you say that your life has been changed since, you know, coming to Christ. So there's a lot of confusion, but I was pretty sure from reading the scriptures myself and from what my own experience was, that was truly false.
Yeah, and you know, Paul, Anna, makes a distinction between dead works and living works. So if you engage in works of the flesh, the kinds of works that Paul talks about in Galatians chapter 5, that obviously is not good. And dead works can even be works that are good in nature, but they're done for the wrong reason. In other words, they're done out of a selfish motive, and that's why God looks at the heart. We see the outer appearance, God looks at the heart. So dead works are spoken out against voluminously in Scripture. Living works, however, these are works that are done which are not only done for a good purpose, but they are good works in and of themselves. And this is the kind of work that Scripture commends. I mean, you think about Jesus saying that if you give a piece of bread and a cup of water in his name, then you've done that unto him. If you've done that to someone else, one of the least, you've done it unto Jesus. Well, that's a great commendation, not only to mouth a particular set of beliefs, but it is to actually put those beliefs in practice. And that's why James is pretty strong about this. He's talking about the fact that, you know, that if you have faith without works, then that faith ends up being dead faith, because true faith always manifests itself in the works that you do.
Amen. Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. And I'll be praying for you and your upcoming stem cell transplant, Hank.
Thank you, Anna. It's a mountain to climb, and I'm going to enjoy the process. It's, you know, as I had a triport put in. It's a, you know, where the chemo goes in and so forth, and they pull the blood out. So I had that done today. And I was thinking, as they're putting me out for this surgery earlier on today, I was thinking, I am so glad that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, because you go into those kinds of circumstances with complete peace, because you know that nothing can come your way before it first passes through the filter of God's love. And I thought, wow, how difficult it would be to go through the circumstance, even the circumstance I went through today, without the peace of the Lord and without his provision, without complete confidence in his care.
Amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding.
That's right. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. Reginald next. He's listening in Ohio, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Reginald.
Yes, hi. Hi, Hank. And I thank you for taking my call, and I pray that God touches you.
Thank you.
Body.
Thank you. Bless you.
I'm calling in response to the caller earlier. What is your understanding of the nature of God? How do one know the nature of God?
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that, Reginald, is you know that because not only did the church pass on the letters of the great apostles so that we have a corpus of 27 books ultimately ratified in church history, codified formally in 367 by Athanasius the Great. So not only do we have that, but we also have proper interpretation of the Scriptures passed down for us. And those proper interpretations with respect to the nature of God are amplified, they're underscored in the great ecumenical councils. Some of the early church fathers talked about those ecumenical councils, particularly the first four, which developed Christology and Trinitarian theology. They talked about those councils in the same breath as talking about the four Gospels. So these are important truths that have been passed down and hammered out on the anvil of history. And I don't think in the 21st century we ought to be redefining that. The church passed on not only the books of the Bible, but passed on a proper way of reading the books of the Bible, and I think we ought to take that seriously.
Okay, so that's man, like you, myself, coming to agreement? Is that what it is, inspired by the Holy Spirit?
Well, no, I think that what we have is we have the treasure trove of history where godly men that were anointed to give us the corpus of Scripture also gave us a proper interpretation with respect to Scripture. And I think the problem today is that we oftentimes succumb to a wide-ranging cornucopia, if you will, of people who are coming up with new interpretations in our epoch of time. And I think that's a huge, huge mistake. I think what we need to do is go back and see not only the books that God has given us and read those in a sanctified sense, but also we need the wisdom to understand what we're reading. You think about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Philip asked the Ethiopian eunuch, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And what did the eunuch say? "How can I unless someone teach me?" So there are hard things in Scripture, things that are hard to understand. And I think we are very blessed that we have historically a legacy that we can follow. And that legacy has been found to be tried and true, particularly when it comes to the essentials of the historic Christian faith. And as I said earlier, no greater essential than having a proper grasp of the nature of God. Virtually every single theological heresy begins with the misconception of the nature of God. Thanks for the conversation, Reginald. We are out of time for this edition of the Bible Instrument broadcast. A shout out to all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me and the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute in the battle for life and truth. You're touching the lives of people for time and for eternity, and for that you have my deepest gratitude and thanks. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to defend the faith, answer Bible questions, and encourage Christians to watch their life and doctrine closely. To find resources to help equip you, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.